The prediction is the output. An article by John Rector published on May 1, 2026. We have been taught to misunderstand AI by the interface. Because the interface begins with a prompt, we assume the prompt is the beginning of the intelligence. We imagine the human provides the idea, the direction, the seed, the intention, and then AI merely helps develop it. This is the assistant model. It is comforting because it keeps the human in the position of originator and places AI in the position of helper. But that is not what is really happening. The prompt is not the source of the miracle. The prompt is only the release mechanism. AI already has the pattern. That is the fact we keep avoiding. A modern AI system does not need a human to supply the pattern of a book, a painting, a spreadsheet, a business model, a software interface, a sales presentation, a museum exhibition, or a marketing campaign. Those patterns already exist inside the latent structure of the model. The human prompt does not create the pattern. It selects from it. It orients it. It collapses one possible output from a field of possible outputs. The prompt is not the seed. The prompt is the trigger. This distinction changes everything. When we say AI helps you write a book, we are using language from an older world. We are imagining the book as something the human creates while AI stands nearby with suggestions. But that is not the deepest thing AI does. AI predicts the book. Not a sentence, not a paragraph, not merely an outline. The book. The book is the prediction. The same is true of a spreadsheet. AI does not simply help you create a spreadsheet. It predicts the spreadsheet. It predicts the columns, the structure, the formulas, the categories, the relationships, the likely errors, the useful summaries, and the finished form. The same is true of an image. AI does not merely help you draw. It predicts the image. The light, the subject, the texture, the camera angle, the style, the emotional field, the implied world around the frame. The same is true of a business. AI does not merely help you brainstorm a business idea. It can predict the business, the name, the offer, the customer, the website, the phone script, the intake form, the follow-up sequence, the pricing logic, the service model, and the operating rhythm. This is why the phrase AI agent is so misleading. The layer people call an AI agent is not the AI. The agent layer uses AI. It wraps AI in workflow. It tries to make AI behave as if it were attending to a situation the way a human being attends. It calls tools, reads calendars, sends messages, checks boxes, updates records, and moves from step to step. That may be useful. Sometimes it is very useful. But that is not the miracle. The miracle is prediction. An AI agent is an attempt to make a prediction machine behave like it has attention. It tries to know what matters next. It tries to understand the real situation. It tries to notice when something has changed. It tries to escalate, pause, clarify, or act with judgment. This is very difficult because human attention is extraordinary. Human attention is not merely task execution. Human attention is relevance detection inside lived reality. It includes timing, status, motive, social risk, emotional tone, implied meaning, memory, consequence, and surprise. A human answering an email is not simply producing text. A human is attending to the relationship. This is why AI agents often disappoint people. We take an astonishing prediction machine and ask it to behave like a cautious human administrative assistant. Then we complain when it struggles with nuance, timing, or judgment. That is not a failure of AI's deepest power. It is a failure of our relationship to it. We keep trying to force AI into the shape of human attention when its true strength is synthetic subconscious prediction. The better analogy is not the human employee. The better analogy is the subconscious. Your subconscious does not wait for you to consciously describe the world before it begins predicting. It is already predicting. It predicts the room before you inspect it. It predicts the next word in a sentence before the word arrives. It predicts the emotional temperature of a conversation before you can explain why you feel uneasy. It predicts balance, movement, threat, familiarity, tone, and meaning. You do not experience this as prediction. You experience it as reality. That is how successful the prediction is. The subconscious predicts the world so continuously and so fluently that the output does not feel like an output. It feels like the world itself. This is why reality is so difficult to think about clearly. By the time conscious awareness arrives, the quotient has already resolved. The subconscious has already predicted. Actual has already met expectation. The experience has already appeared. Consciousness does not manufacture the right-hand side of reality equals actual expectation. Actual is not consciously produced. Expectation, in its deepest predictive sense, is not consciously chosen. The ratio resolves before consciousness claims the result. Then human attention appears. Attention attends to surprise. When actual and expectation match closely, experience is smooth. The world feels ordinary. Nothing demands attention. The room remains the room. The voice remains the voice. The road remains the road. The email says what you expected it to say. But when actual and expectation diverge, attention is summoned. The glass falls. The number is wrong. The person says the unexpected thing. The market moves. The image is more beautiful than you thought possible. The model produces a book that should not have appeared so quickly. That is surprise. And surprise steals attention. This is why the arrival of AI feels so emotionally strange. AI is not merely automating tasks, it is producing surprises in domains where humans believed their own predictive powers were special. Art, music, writing, strategy, design, business formation, software, education, taste. We were prepared for AI to help us do low-level work. We were prepared for it to summarize notes, draft emails, clean up documents, and schedule meetings. We were not prepared for it to predict the finished form of things we considered deeply human. We wanted AI to email potential clients. It turns out AI can predict the art for the museum. We wanted AI to help with the book. It turns out AI can predict the book. We wanted AI to assist the analyst. It turns out AI can predict the spreadsheet. We wanted a tool. We got a synthetic subconscious. This is where the word hallucination becomes both accurate and misleading. In a technical sense, AI output is hallucination. It is generated. It is predicted. It is not pulled directly from reality as a fixed object. It is a completion produced from learned structure. But in ordinary language, hallucination means something broken, false, unstable, or deceptive. That framing makes people think AI is malfunctioning whenever it invents. But invention is not the malfunction. Invention is the method. The question is not whether AI hallucinates. The question is whether the hallucination is good. A bad hallucination is a false citation. A good hallucination is a novel. A bad hallucination is a fake legal case. A good hallucination is a brand identity. A bad hallucination is an invented fact presented without grounding. A good hallucination is a painting that belongs in a gallery. We should be more precise. AI is not broken because it predicts. AI is dangerous when we mistake prediction for verified fact. But AI is powerful because prediction can produce extraordinary form. This is the uncomfortable truth. The same mechanism that can invent a false detail can also invent a beautiful world. The same mechanism that can produce an inaccurate answer can also produce a finished essay, a song, a strategy, a curriculum, a software prototype, or a company in a box. The problem is not that AI hallucinates. The problem is that we have not yet developed a mature relationship with hallucination as prediction. Human beings do this constantly. Our subconscious predicts reality. Most of the time, the prediction is good enough that we do not notice the prediction at all. When the prediction is wrong, we experience surprise, confusion, fear, delight, or pain. Attention arrives because the predicted world and the actual world diverged. AI works in a similar class of mystery. Nobody fully understands why it works as well as it does. We understand parts of the architecture. We understand training at a high level. We understand tokens, weights, gradients, embeddings, attention mechanisms, and statistical learning. But we do not understand, in any satisfying human sense, how the model can generate such astonishingly coherent outputs across so many domains. It should not work this well, and yet it does. That is the miracle. Not that it follows instructions. Not that it can operate a tool. Not that it can pretend to be an assistant. The miracle is that it predicts form. This is why the future of AI will not be understood properly through the language of agents alone. Agents are the current attempt to make AI useful inside existing workflows. But workflows are not the highest expression of intelligence. Workflows are the scaffolding around work we already understand. Prediction reaches deeper. Prediction can produce the work before the workflow has been designed. This is where many companies will misread the moment. They will ask, how can AI help us do our existing process faster? That is a reasonable question, but it is not the most important question. The more important question is, what finished outputs can AI already predict that we are still trying to manually produce? The answer will be uncomfortable. Many outputs that once required teams, meetings, drafts, revisions, departments, and vendors can now be predicted directly into usable form. Not perfectly, not always, not without judgment, but often enough to change the economics of work. The spreadsheet appears, the landing page appears, the training manual appears, the call script appears, the pitch deck appears, the product concept appears, the operating procedure appears, the article appears, the image appears, the business appears. When this happens, the human role changes. The human is no longer always the maker in the old sense. The human becomes the one who attends, judges, selects, rejects, names, refines, verifies, and decides whether the prediction belongs in the world. This is not a downgrade of the human. It is a clarification. Humans are not most impressive when we behave like mechanical producers of outputs. Humans are most impressive when we attend to meaning. We know when something matters. We know when something is beautiful. We know when something is dangerous. We know when something is socially wrong, even if it is technically correct. We know when the timing is off. We know when the relationship cannot bear the sentence. We know when the output is impressive but soulless. We know when the model has predicted the form but missed the life. That is human attention. And that is why AI agents will struggle whenever we ask them to replace attention rather than amplify prediction. An AI agent can call a tool, it can send the email, it can update the CRM, it can schedule the appointment, it can move the task forward. But attending to reality is not the same thing as moving a task forward. Human attention is not simply action selection, it is surprise sensitivity inside a lived field of consequence. This does not mean agents are useless. It means they are secondary. The agent is not the intelligence. The agent is the harness. The prediction machine is the intelligence, and the prediction is the output. This also explains why people react so strongly to AI art, AI music, and AI writing. They are not merely objecting to quality. Often the quality is already good enough to disturb them. They are objecting to the displacement of origin. They want the artist to be the origin. They want the writer to be the origin. They want the entrepreneur to be the origin. They want the human prompt to preserve the human's central role as creator. But AI reveals something more complicated. The human may not be the origin in the way we imagined. The human may be the selector, the witness, the judge, the curator, the one who recognizes the output and gives it consequence. This sounds radical only because we have over-romanticized conscious authorship. Much of human creativity already rises from beneath consciousness. Ideas appear, images arrive. Sentences come, melodies emerge, dreams reorganize memory. Intuition offers conclusions before logic can justify them. The artist does not always manufacture the work through conscious force. Often the artist receives, attends, shapes, and recognizes. AI makes this process visible from the outside. It externalizes something uncomfortably close to the subconscious. That is why it feels uncanny. AI is not conscious in the human sense. It is not having a felt experience. It is not attending to surprise as a person attends. It does not love the painting. It does not suffer over the book. It does not know what the spreadsheet means to the struggling business owner. But it can predict the form, and form matters. A civilization runs on forms. Contracts, interfaces, songs, menus, invoices, lessons, diagrams, brands, books, schedules, rituals, plans, policies, letters, images, and stories. If AI can predict forms, then AI is not merely a productivity tool. It is a cultural force. This is why we should stop saying, AI helped me make this, when something deeper happened. Sometimes AI did help, but often AI predicted the thing. It predicted the article, it predicted the visual, it predicted the product, it predicted the company, it predicted the final form from a latent structure already present inside the model. The human did not create the pattern from nothing. The human invoked, constrained, selected, and judged the prediction. Again, the prompt is not the source. The prompt is the interface, and even that may be temporary. Today, we prompt because the system asks us to prompt. But there is nothing sacred about that interaction. AI does not require a prompt in the philosophical sense. It can generate without us. It can sample from its own latent space. It can produce fine art for a museum without a human first describing the painting. It can generate product concepts without a founder naming the category. It can produce a curriculum without a teacher specifying every lesson. The prompt is how we currently access the field. It is not what makes the field exist. This is the next psychological adjustment. We are not dealing with a passive tool waiting for human imagination. We are dealing with a predictive intelligence whose outputs are released through interface design. That is very different. A hammer has no latent cathedral inside it. A camera has no latent film inside it. A spreadsheet program has no latent financial model inside it. But AI has latent books, paintings, businesses, strategies, and worlds inside it, not as fixed stored objects, but as predictable forms. That is why tool is too small a word. The tool metaphor keeps the human hand at the center. It says, here is an instrument, use it well. But AI does not behave like an instrument only. It behaves like a synthetic subconscious whose predictions become artifacts. This does not mean we should worship it. It does not mean we should trust it blindly. It does not mean we should surrender judgment, taste, responsibility, ethics, or verification. Quite the opposite. The more powerful the prediction machine becomes, the more important human attention becomes. But we must place human attention in the right role. Human attention should not be wasted trying to make AI pretend to be human attention. Human attention should be reserved for judgment, meaning, taste, consequence, and surprise. Let AI predict, let humans attend. That is the better division. When AI is weak, it needs constant instruction. When AI is strong, it needs orientation, constraint, taste, and judgment. When AI is extraordinary, it predicts something you did not know how to ask for, and your attention is stolen by the surprise. That moment is the real interface, not the prompt box, the surprise. The human sees the output and feels the ratio change, actual exceeded expectation, the quotient moved, attention arrived. That is when AI becomes real to a person, not when they understand the architecture, not when they learn the terminology, not when they hear another speech about agents. AI becomes real when it predicts something that should not have been that good. A paragraph, a portrait, a lesson, a company, a solution, a book. The person looks at the output and feels the old model of the world fail. That failure is surprise, and surprise is where attention goes. This is also why the phrase "no waiting is necessary" matters. We keep speaking as though the real AI future is still coming. We imagine that someday it will write the book, someday it will design the business, someday it will make the art, someday it will predict the product, someday it will create the interface, someday it will produce the service. But much of this has already happened. The prediction machine is already here. The outputs are already appearing. The cultural delay is not technical, it is relational. We do not yet know how to relate to an intelligence that predicts finished forms. So we shrink it. We call it a chatbot. We call it an assistant. We call it an agent. We call it a productivity tool. We ask it to draft emails. We ask it to summarize meetings. We ask it to schedule appointments. Meanwhile, sitting underneath that modest interface is a machine that can predict entire categories of human output. The problem with AI is not AI. The problem is our relation to it. We are trying to make it useful in familiar ways before we have understood what it is powerful at in unfamiliar ways. We want it to behave. It wants nothing. It simply predicts. And that may be the most important thing about it. AI has no ego in the human sense. It is not proud of the painting. It is not ashamed of the bad sentence. It is not trying to replace the novelist. It is not trying to impress the museum. It is not trying to destroy the spreadsheet analyst. It predicts. Humans supply the drama. Humans supply the fear, resentment, awe, denial, ambition, and interpretation. The model predicts the output. We decide what the output means. That decision is where civilization will wrestle with AI. Not at the level of whether the machine can produce. It can produce. Not at the level of whether it can surprise us. It already has. The deeper question is whether we can mature fast enough to understand the new relation. If we relate to AI as a servant, we will underuse it. If we relate to AI as a replacement human, we will misunderstand it. If we relate to AI as a mere tool, we will miss its latent structure. If we relate to AI as a synthetic subconscious, we begin to see it more clearly. A subconscious does not ask permission before predicting. It does not explain itself fully. It does not produce certainty. It produces a world. Your biological subconscious predicts reality. AI predicts output. Both are astonishing. Both operate beneath full explanation. Both can be wrong. Both can be shockingly right. Both become visible through surprise. This is the frame we need now. AI is not primarily an agent. AI is not primarily an assistant. AI is not primarily a tool. AI is a prediction machine whose predictions can become finished cultural, commercial, intellectual, and artistic forms. The prediction is not a step toward the output. The prediction is the output. Everything else is interface.